follows earlier reports that the country has purchased several used Sukhoi planes from Belarus and Russia. The planes are expected to be stationed at an air base in southern Iraq. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki had earlier said Sukhoi fighter jets will turn the tide against the ISIL within days. Maliki has also criticized Washington for delaying the delivery of U.S. F-16 jets purchased by Baghdad. He said the insurgents' advance could have been avoided if U.S. jets had been delivered on time. Well, Russia has called on the West to take serious steps to combat terrorism. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has warned the U.S. and Europe that terrorist groups have become a threat to several Middle Eastern countries. He made it clear that Moscow will not sit aside and watch the spread of terrorism across the region. Ryabkov says that vital measures are needed and a solution needs to be found to prevent the arrival of militants in these countries from abroad. Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has warned of enemy plots to provoke sectarian strife in Islamic countries. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the enemies are falsely portraying the crisis in Iraq as a war between Shias and Sunnis. And this, he says, is part of a mischievous campaign to pit Muslims against each other.
امروز جنگ شیعه و سنی وجود ندارد. جنگ تروریسم با مخالفین تروریسم است، جنگ دلبستگان به اهداف آمریکا و غرب با طرفداران استقلال ملت هاست.
Ayatollah Khamenei says the remnants of the former regime of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein are behind the current crisis in Iraq. Now, he says the group enjoyed the support of the U.S. and certain European countries when Saddam waged an eight-year war on Iran in the 80s. Ayatollah Khamenei says the U.S. and its European allies have not changed their hostile position toward Iran and are still supporting anti-Iran terrorists. Well, the leader believes the fact that they accuse Iran of terrorism while they themselves support anti-Iran terrorists proves the true nature of their claims.